Saturday, September 30th, today at the Costa Rica Sailing Center, which I've mentioned before in the past over the last 3 years, was Chili Fest, an event that they've done for, I believe, 8 years now. This was our first time attending, although we go to the Sailing Center often. Chili Fest is anyone from the area can come and make their own style of chili. Perfect food cuisine for a 90-degree temperature. And there's a contest and prizes and raffles and whatnot. So we knew about this. We knew this was coming for weeks already, but we never said, hey, we're gonna go do that until today. We're like, hey, let's go do that because we didn't have anything else on the docket. So it was called for like 2 at like 11 o'clock. We decided, you know what, this is how we're gonna spend our day. We'll go have lunch and then go taste some chili or not, just like be there and check it out. So we got there at like 12:30. It was called for 2. We ate lunch, watched some Michigan Wolverines domination, and the chili people started coming and setting up. We bought, you had to like, usually it's free to get into this venue, and today it was for charity, so you had to pay like an entrance fee if you're a taster or not, or judge. So like you got a little, we said yes, and you get a little card with like first, second, and third place. And there are like, I want to say at least 20, 25 different chili makers, which seems like, now that I'm saying it out loud, it seems like a pretty large percentage of the population here to come and show off their chili making skills. And they were not all like Ticos. Like they were not just like, hey, I'm the chef at this, like, you know, the 10 restaurants around. It wasn't like all their chefs. It was like, hey, I'm from Tennessee. Hey, I'm from Chicago. Hey, I'm from wherever. But like a lot of Americans. Anyway, so you get a bracelet and then you just get to, when the chili thing started at 2 o'clock, you get to just go and walk around this little square of tables where it's just one chili chef after another doling out their chili. Some had like little accoutrement, which I think is unfair, and I always, even though I would have preferred to have it with them, I always turn them down because I'm judging a chili contest, and with great power comes great responsibility, and I don't want your chili with cheese and sour cream and a nacho. I want to test your chili as chili against your neighbor's chili because that's what I came here to do, Joe. Anyway, every person I went to was my question was, you know, I was very charming all around the board, to be honest. 1 to 10, how spicy is your chili that you're about to give me? Every single person almost said 7, 7.5. A couple people were like more honest, 4 or 5. I'm like, yeah, but you're from like fucking, you know, chili spice capital of the world, that your 7 is my 87. Anyway, every like 3 or 4 stations, I needed to run back to the table to go like get a sip of water or wine or a chip or just something like a palate cleanser. They should have had gelato, basically, in between each station. I'm going to suggest that to the Costa Rica Sailing Center owner, maybe. Next time I see him, a little palate cleanser in between the chilies. Anyway, my wife and Bodhi did the chili tasting in like, I don't know, 15 minutes. Just like boom, 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 walked around the whole thing. For me, it literally took 1.5 hours because I would do a couple and go back to the table. Be like, it got really crowded as the day went on. I got really sweaty. I'm just like, I'm jumping in the fucking pool. Then had some wine, then went back for 4 others, then went back and said hi to friends, then went back and had 2 others. Just like, I just took it seriously and patiently. All this being said, no idea who won. No idea even who I voted for. The point of the story is there's no point. The point is to just say that it was a great day. Because it ended up being probably the biggest daytime, certainly at the Sailing Center, the biggest daytime event since I've been in Costa Rica, I would think, that like had this type of fanfare and just everyone come and hang out and drink and eat and just like chill. And like I said, we didn't expect it, but when we got there, we're like, oh, this like looks like potential. So we invited a couple friends, and you know, two of the four we invited and their family showed up, and there were a bunch of people that we didn't even expect to be there that showed up because it was like an event around town, and just ended up being a great day. So that's it. Had a little too much chili for my liking, although I do like chili and I don't get to have it here because, like I said back in the beginning, tie it all together. Who wants to have so much chili when it's 90 degrees out? Anyway, talk to you tomorrow.